Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. We've been looking forward to this show. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. My man Kelly's back with me. He's in the studio with me. Dima will be joining us a little later. He's on a conference call right now regarding the NCAA selection committee and all the news that we just heard. Christian Ostrander joins us every Monday. We're delighted to have him on today. I know it's been a hectic week. Coach, since we last talked, and we missed you last week because you were in Jackson, you won the Coach of the Year in the Sun Belt. Graydon Harris won the Pitcher of the Year, and now you've won double championships in the Sun Belt. But other than that, not much going on the last couple of weeks, Coach?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty chill, I guess. But no, those are all great things, man, and we're just all fortunate and thankful.
Well, we're grateful for you, and I don't mind saying it. You richly deserve that Coach of the Year award. I don't think after all the kids that you lost last year, for you to go 44-15 and be double champions of the Sun Belt, everything you could have expected up until this point. Is that fair to say?
Well, I mean, you know, it's our goal. Our goal is to try to win the conference, you know, regular season, then you know, move on to the tournament, win that, and then let's attack this regional and just keep going. That's why we do it. We're all competitors. That's why we do what we do. So just very proud of what these guys have done thus far.
No question. Hattiesburg Regional announced ninth seed nationally. USM will play Little Rock out of the Ohio Valley Conference. That's Little Rock, Arkansas. I think I'm correct about that. Jacksonville State in town along with Virginia. So another tough matchup. But when you get to the regionals, you got to expect everybody's good, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not like you're going to get a draw that's just show up. You got to go play good. And anybody, any game, you know, across the country from here on out, that's how it's going to be. So, yeah, we're excited for the opportunity. Excited to have baseball back in Hattiesburg for a regional, and we look forward to it, and we'll be ready.
All right, Coach, let's go back to the tournament for just a minute. You win a really tough game against, a really tenacious Georgia State team. I thought they really came with a fight. Then you win the dramatic walk-off win against Troy. The third game comes up, and your guys don't play their best, I think it's fair to say. They lose the game against Troy and then come back ferociously yesterday. What was your message to your kids after the Troy loss, and what was their mindset? Clearly gritty when they showed up on Sunday, Coach.
Well, after the game against Troy that we lost, I prefaced the meeting, you know, and told them before how much I love them, we love them, how much we believe in them, how proud we are. But then just kind of let them know that it was unacceptable. We didn't compete hard enough. We didn't show enough grit. Troy did. Troy had more grit than our guys did that day, and that bothered me. That really, really, you know, from a pride standpoint of wearing this uniform and who we are, that bothered me, and it bothered them, and they recognized it. They were in a hangover from the night before, you know, and stuff. And in my opinion, it should have been reversed, but it wasn't. So we addressed it then, and then we woke up on fire Sunday morning, and I know I was, and challenged them very mightily again, and just said, this is who we are, and we shared some words that we wanted to share with each other, and man, they, you know, in my opinion, they really responded. They let it. They did it. You could hear it. You could hear it in the dugout, and just the way they approached everything. It was really fun to see them, you know, go out there and play the way we're accustomed to playing.
If there is such a thing as a casual Southern Miss baseball fan, the thing that everybody was seeing is playing Troy again? We got to play Troy again.
A lot.
Yeah, which leads me to the question, Coach Oz, in a world where you could make a call, the tournament format, the way that it's set up, if you could wave a magic wand, do you like what other conferences did with maybe letting fewer teams and maybe having a single elimination tournament, or having to go as deep into pitching staffs as all the teams in the Sun Belt had to do?
I mean, you know, you can try to be cautious and create an environment where you don't stress it. So those teams that have single limb, they don't necessarily need wins in a tournament to get in, most of them. There's a few that might have to win it outright. But usually because of where they sit with RPI stuff, it is different. I think Lafayette needed to play that many games and win that many. I think that helped them. Mm-hmm. Last year, I think we needed to play three games and then play in the championship against Coastal, have a chance to host. I think we needed that. And, you know, so when you start trying to manipulate it because of toughness or this and that, you might miss out on something that you would look back on and go, man, I needed to play these tougher RPI games and win in this tournament to get a chance for a host or to get a chance for whatever it might be. So, no, I wouldn't change a thing.
All right, so you're going into now, the announcement was made today, and one of the big headlines that people have been talking about across the country, 5 Sun Belt teams. Your reaction to that?
I think it's great for our league. I mean, I don't have any say in that. I think it's awesome. It's done. You know, had no control of it, so I'm going to celebrate it. And I think it's great. I think it's great, and I hope they all do well.
And you're talking about how the tournament double elimination in your particular case. Can you explain to the casual baseball fan how you deal with the emotional and physical fatigue, not only as a coach, but that your players have to deal with, particularly when you throw in the uncertainty of the weather forecast and things, and some teams were, you know, being bussed to Troy just to get the tournament in. How you deal with that? I don't think that people understand what you guys have to go through emotionally and mentally.
No, it's tough. This was the most exhausting tournament I've ever been part of. And I know it was tough on the players, but they're a little more resilient than me, I promise. And, you know, so, but it doesn't matter. I'm not the one that has to go out there and catch or play center or run from the dugout to right field, you know, whatever. You know, it is what it is. But I thought our guys handled it well. I really did. I thought they handled it well. All except for that one, you know, after the dramatic grand slam and that late night because we were at the park all day and da 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 da. I felt like we had a little hangover the next day. But other than that, man, they answered. So, it is tough, though. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but, you know, it is what it is. Man, you just got to deal with it, and so does the other team you're playing against. So, you know, it's just part of tournament baseball.
If there was one aspect of your team that led to the regular season and then the tournament championship, what on your punch list, what would that number one thing be?
One aspect?
Yeah, the most important one, you think, the way your team played or any department of your team that was – maybe the thing that made the difference the most.
I think the difference is, I mean, you know, all three aspects, you know, pitching, hitting, defense,
sure,
are crucial, right? You can have one really good, but if the other two stink, it don't matter.
Right.
And, you know, so to me, it's just the union, the unity and the union of this group. They love each other, man. There's some really deep, deep forever relationships here. And they can get on each other's tail and hold them accountable, and they can hug them and lift them up too. So it's just great leadership, great young men, and just really, really good human beings that care for each other and enjoy competing and being around each other.
If you're around them any period of time, and thanks to Coach Oz, we have a lot of access to them, the love between these kids is obvious. I mean, they show it. They hug each other. They pick with each other. I heard one of them say the other day, Coach, that sitting through the rain delays was not really a big problem because they just enjoyed being with one another. Mm-hmm. That's important, isn't it?
It is. I mean, chemistry is a real thing, not having cliques and stuff. And I think that's been a mark of this program for a while. And it's not like that everywhere. We don't take that for granted. I think it's a environment that you foster, right? We got to do our part as coaches, and I think how we act and treat each other and stuff, and what we see, and just how we treat the players, it all matters, and I think it's all relevant. But ultimately, it's just because you get a lot of guys here that love this place, and they lead, and so it's very special. I can't say it enough.
And in this NIL transfer portal deal, there's a lot more guys that are worried about themselves rather than the team. So I think that's only going to get worse.
Not
on this team. Others.
That's one of the strengths of this team, Kelly.
For sure, yeah.
Kids want to play here. They want to be here. You talk to them and ask them, they'll tell you, there's no place on the planet I'd rather be than right here.
And that's what I was trying to follow up with that point. I didn't communicate it very clearly, but that's what I meant.
All right, Coach, when we come back, you've answered this question for me, but I'm going to let our listeners hear what you had to say. You said that you were a part of another dramatic walk-off incredible moment in your playing career, and then I'll get you to talk about the dramatic moment that occurred in Alabama this week. It was really hard to believe.
And it's a good thing our guys love each other, because apparently nobody else in the league likes us.
I got that impression that there's not a lot of love with some of the other fans for Southern Miss baseball.
Well, it sucks to be them.
Oh, well, yeah. They just want to be us.
That's
more with Coach Christian Ostrander, other side of the break. Golden Eagle, Hattiesburg Regional set. USM taking on Little Rock at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. Jacksonville State in Virginia. That'll be one to watch Friday night. We'll talk to Coach Oz about the tournament next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Second segment of our show every day, sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. I know what those guys were doing all weekend. They were glued to the TV. I know that for a fact. Great place to take your vehicle for maintenance work and for, of course, tires of any major brand. Eagle Tire West. They're located on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Kelly, they got my car all fixed up before I left, and it was a dream drive.
Well, and it's raining here today in Hattiesburg, as it's been just about all over the South the past week. Now is a good time to check those tire treads.
Correct.
So that you're not hydroplaning and things like that,
because no,
it's
right.
Real quick that can happen.
First segment, we got a little excited getting Coach Oz on. Forgot to promote that sponsor, as we always should. And that, of course, would be our wonderful friends at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And that would be a perfect place to call this weekend, Kelly, if you want to cater for the upcoming regionals.
Yeah, because you're not really sure, right? I mean, you're pretty sure that the Eagles are going to, but until you get the official word, now's
the time to call.
Yes.
Coach Christian Ostrander on the phone with us, and the Sun Belt Coach of the Year. I do want to add that again. Coach, we talked off the air a little bit before you came on. You said you had experienced a moment similar to the Dre Barrett walk-off grand slam this weekend. Tell our listeners about that, and then your reaction when you saw that ball leave the park.
Sure, yeah. The thing that is the closest I've been a part of that was back in 1996, my senior year at Delta State. We're playing a conference tournament. We had to beat Alabama Huntsville twice on a Sunday to win the conference tournament. We beat them game one. I actually got the win on that one, and I got the win in game two. But anyway, that's another story. We're down seven to two or something like that going into the ninth inning, and we end up hitting a three-run home run to get a walk-off in that ninth inning. And remember the celebration, Jeremy, myself, all, whatever. And it was one of those moments like you couldn't believe it just happened. You couldn't believe, you know, a lot of the infield hit, blah, 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 whatever. You get to it, you get to that point, and then bam, you know. The coolest thing about it was all along that inning, we were taking the first pitch. We were taking till we got a strike. Our assistant coach, Mike Kennison, who ended up being the head coach after that, I'll never forget, he told the current Delta State baseball head coach, Rodney Batts, he took the takeoff and first pitch fastball, hit it out of the park. And so really cool. But, man, the other night with Dre, that was something, man. I remember when I saw it off the bat, I knew it was gone. And I remember walking down the steps of the dugout, going to let those boys celebrate. I looked at Gunner and just shook my head, man. And, you know, just like, wow, you know, that's something. That's special. So then I just sat back and watched them celebrate. So that was cool.
Yeah, you think you were shaking your head. Imagine the other side.
Yeah, I was pretty close to a lot of Troy fans. They didn't like it as much as I did. I thought it was really cool.
Man, I'm sitting in Bronzini's Sports Bar in Indianapolis. Now, remember, that's Eastern time zone. Uh-huh. So it's already way late, uh-huh, right? And the other guys that we were with, this one just – Eagles just didn't have it in this one. We're going back to the Airbnb. They're all asleep and get up the next morning. And I told them, you're lying. So they're all on social media pulling up the video.
It's going to be one of the most dramatic sports moments you can ever witness. Yeah. Baseball has that unique ability to create. The home run is exciting. The dramatic strikeout is exciting. But, my God, a walk-off grand slam with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, it just doesn't get more magical than that, right?
And now very little time to celebrate, Coach Ostrander, because you got the Rams coming in from Arkansas, Little Rock. You got a very strong Jacksonville State team, which, will be honest, they scare me to death the way they're playing right now, and then Virginia. So take us through the chronology of how you prepare now on this short week.
You know, we're going to, obviously today is getting rest. These guys were exhausted when the bus pulled back here at 10:30 last night. And, so they're going to, we just tell you, get away, go rest, man, get in the bed, you know, sleep, do whatever. And, we'll get back after it tomorrow. And, so we'll work out, we'll get our weight workout tomorrow. We'll practice and do the same thing Wednesday. And then Thursday gets here. It's, you got slotted times for each team, you know, for practice. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's short. You got short turnaround, and then it's place is going to be crazy, man. It's going to be stuff happening everywhere, and we look forward to it.
But there's additional media responsibilities, right, that go along with not only for you and your staff, but the players as well. The media avails.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll take that as it comes. I'm sure there will be and stuff. So, but you know, at the end of the day, we're home. You know, we're home. We're in our own locker room. We're in our own dugout. We're in our own beds, and we've got our own fans here. So I'll take anything, any hassle, come on, bring it. We're glad to be here.
Amen.
Well, it's like the guy said on the selection show today, the Pete Taylor Park's a fun place to play if you're a Golden Eagle. that's what he said.
It's not very fun to play there.
Coach, give us I know it's early, but just give us your initial observation of the field, Little Rock, Jacksonville State, and Virginia.
All are good teams that can beat you, you know, if you don't play well. So from here on out, you don't play a team that if you don't show up and play well, that you know you don't have a chance of getting beat. So a lot of respect for them. Yeah, I mean, obviously I've known Coach Curry at Little Rock for a long time. Coached against him when I was at Jones. He was a head coach at Meridian Community College. You know, so you know we know each other and know they're going to have a good team here. They got a really good Friday night guy. You know, as far as Jacksonville State and Coach Beezer, I know they've had a great year and very talented, and you know, so we know that's going to be a tough game if you draw them. And in Virginia, you know, Coach Pollard, who was at Duke, you know, he's there now, and he brought his team and a couple guys. I had Team USA a couple years ago were on that team, so I know how talented they are. So it's a great field, man. It's going to be good baseball, and it'll be fun. And you know, we're just excited to have this opportunity.
No, it's going to be electric. That doesn't even describe what it's going to be like there Friday. Troy is in the Florida Regional, in Tallahassee Coastal, the Tallahassee Regional, Texas State in the College State Regional, Louisiana in the Starkville Regional. It's a proud day for the Sun Belt, Coach Oz, with five teams in the tournament.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like I said, I am extremely happy and proud that there's five representatives from our league, you know, playing in that. That's strong. That's strong. I don't know is that the third most of the league? I mean,
I think that's right.
SEC, yeah. ACC, then us. I think I might be wrong on that, but it's close. So very proud of that.
Yeah. All right, Coach, final question for me, and I know that people are going to ask you a lot about balls and strikes and strategies and all of that. I don't know that I've heard anyone ask you this. Put everything aside, I want to ask Christian Ostrander what personally this level of success means to you, because I know you've worked your whole life to get here, and here you are. You've got a nationally prominent top 10 baseball team drawing all sorts of national attention, double winner of your league. What does all this mean to you personally, Coach?
Oh, wow, it's a great question. I mean, I'm very, very humbled by it, honestly, and you know, I probably don't enjoy it as much as one day I'll look back on it and do that, because I'm always, you know, focused on the next. But I'm just thankful, man, just thankful to be able to do what I do. I love my job. It doesn't feel like a job, never has in 28 years. And, you know, and being in a place like this that presents the opportunity for us to be great, you know, to be relevant, to be nationally relevant, you know. And, you know, just thankful, man, just thankful for Coach Barry, you know, bring me here, you know, almost 10 years ago, and, you know, just thankful for the opportunities and our administration, and, you know, is given. So I'm just thankful, and I feel a huge responsibility, and I love it. You know, that's what we want, embrace it. So I'm just very thankful.
Coach, I got to tell you that when the game ended yesterday, I couldn't help but think a little bit about Scott Barry and Corky Palmer and the great Hill Denson and all the men before you that really laid this foundation, that you've taken it even a step further now. But, boy, a lot of credit goes to them as well, doesn't it?
It does. It's just some great men. Coach Denson was in here earlier. I thought with Coach Barry every day. I mean, it's, you know, wish Coach Palmer was around to see some of these pitching staffs we've had over the last 5 or 6 years. He'd enjoyed that mightily. And but, you know, it's – yeah, I'm honored to be in that, you know, in that group of men, and, you know, with Coach Taylor as well. And so, you know, just very thankful.
Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. Kelly and I are no longer journalists, so we can express our opinions. And I know I speak for him when I say we just don't think the program could have better leadership than you. We think you're as good a baseball coach as there is in America. And we think everyone should be very, very grateful that you're here leading the team.
Well, I appreciate those words. I know y'all are biased, but I appreciate it.
And just remember how cheap it is to live in Hattiesburg, Coach.
It's just, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we love it. We love it. Ain't no doubt. My family loves
you too as well. Hey, Coach, congratulations. We really look forward to seeing you this weekend at the Peak.
All right. Thank y'all.
All right, Coach Christian Ostrander. He's right. We are biased, but there's truth in what I said. Tell me where there's a better college baseball coach, Kelly.
And I didn't say this on the air. I told, you know, in a break, but I have said it on the air in the past week or two. I certainly haven't coached baseball at the level that he has, but I have coached enough to know when a guy's working all the time. Some of the older coaches who have been around a while, they can throw their top 9 or 10 or who they think are their top 9 or 10, and they're going to go, you know what? If we win 35 or 40 games, I'm not going anywhere. They're not going to fire me. I'm going to get into the tournament. I don't really have to mix and match and play different cards and deal different things. But I've seen Coach Ostrander this year all the way up to the last minute tinkering with this lineup to play for now what counts.
Yeah.
Right? The regional tournament and then the super regional. And so he has been working all season long. And I just wanted to let him know how much I appreciate it. Because you can.
Yeah.
We're humans. We can come.
He is a wizard, isn't he, Kelly?
We can become complacent, but he hasn't. He hasn't.
And he has built a baseball team for tournament play. And it was so obvious this weekend.
Of course, the bad news is this is going to be, I say bad news, but this will be the expectation going forward, unfortunately.
I'm getting nervous already. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our good friends at Forest Health remind you that pulling for the Golden Eagles is fun, big time fun, but you're the most important player, so you be sure you get an annual physical and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Our wonderful friends at Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, ForestHealth.org.
Speaking of which, when was the last time you had your meds updated, Bob? Because I think this tournament...
I needed them updated Friday night. At what time was that, Demo? About 10:30? I thought I was going to faint.
Honestly, I don't even know what day it is, Bob.
I'm kind of with you, Demo. It was a long week, and this young man, even longer for him. I came home Saturday night. Demon didn't get home until 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, but he's a young Jedi. He can.
I'm
getting older.
Let me say kudos to this kid and the young man that is Scott
Kirk.
At the Channel 7. I was with these two all week, and these guys. I'm a fan, right? I'm there having fun. These guys were working, and they both did an exceptional job in covering Southern Miss. Both of you.
Well, I appreciate it.
There was a time, Bob, that you were that age and you were covering tournaments.
I've been there. That's why I think that's why I enjoyed watching these two. It reminded me a lot of the old days watching these two kids do what they did. Hey, real quick, MCS Home Center, that's where you go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home Lawn or Garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. We had a good time out there last week. Local folks eager to help you. All right, Dima has been on a conference call with the NCAA selection committee. That's where he was first half of the show. Dima, what'd you learn?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot was talked this season about the DSR, you know, rating versus the RPI. And when the regionals came out, you know, I really thought Arkansas was going to get a regional, and they ended up not getting a regional because their RPI was kind of lagging behind a couple of other the bubble regionals. So the chair of the committee, Michael Alford, who's the vice president and director of athletics at Florida State, he was the one who was answering the questions, and he was talking about the RPI and DSR and said that they looked at the DSR and the other metrics, but they really valued non-conference schedules this year. He said that was if you go out and schedule hard competition, you're going to be rewarded for that. And so teams like Troy, teams like Texas State, some of these bubble teams that were the last four or eight teams in or whatever it is, those teams were rewarded with going out and scheduling. He actually mentioned Troy in that and said that, you know, last season they were left out because they didn't have a non-conference schedule, and this year they went and, scheduled it out. So, of course, Troy got in. I also asked him about Southern Miss and, whether or not an eight seed was on the table. He said that they rewarded Southern Miss for winning the conference title. He said it was very impressive for them to win two games on Sunday, and he said they rewarded them with the nine seed. So they jumped Florida State after winning the conference championship. So that tells me that the top eight seed was really never in play in that scenario, and Florida was generally like kind of always ahead of them in the committee's mind. It's still the highest ranked seeding they've ever had, so that's obviously amazing. So.
Now, one of the other subjects that came up, Demon, I really would like you to address this because I've followed it because a lot of the Pearl River players who, you know, I cover Pearl River extensively, a lot of Pearl River players have signed with Jacksonville State. This Jacksonville State team is good and maybe good enough. Now they're the three seed here, but maybe the best three seed in the country.
And that's what Alford said on the call because I asked him about them. They didn't really give USM any favors. The RPI ratings are out, and Southern Miss right now has the second hardest regional out of the whole field with all four of these three of these other teams. Obviously, Virginia, you know, what they're able to do. They have, I think, 95 long balls on the year, so they've hit almost 100 home runs. They're 24. Six in the RPI, and you mentioned Jacksonville State. I have no idea how they're a two seed. Like, I don't even understand it. I asked him the question of why they're a two seed, and he kind of said why they're not a two seed, and he said, there's some other metrics, and they're the highest three seed. Like, I don't know. They're 25 in the RPI, 46-13. They have a top 10 ERA. There's only a few teams ahead of them in pitching, and Southern Miss is one of them, but it's only by 0.1. They have a really good offense. Now, they're not necessarily a long ball team. I think they have like 45 homers last I looked. But their offense, you know, they bat almost 300 collectively as a team, which is. And they have, you know, six or seven guys in the 300, you know, batting average. So, yeah, Jacksonville State, you know, that's probably one of the toughest threes you could get. And then, you know, I don't want to gloss over Little Rock. I mean, Little Rock, of course, last year in the Baton Rouge Regional took LSU to game seven, you know. So they
beat them one game.
Yes. And so they have history of, you know, winning regionals. And that's probably one of the tougher four seeds you could get. So not an easy regional, but, you know,
And then there's Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. And then, who I just said, you know, they almost hit 100 long balls in the year, they know. And then, of course, they play in the ACC. They finished eighth in the ACC. You know, you didn't get a lot of favors. I mean, the only real favor you got was that you didn't get an SEC school here, which I, you know, everybody wanted. So now that you don't have an SEC schedule here, team here, here's your other teams. And you know, when I was thinking about, you know, my thoughts on the regional, you know, I'm not really thinking about Jacksonville State, Virginia. They've got to win the first game. I mean, they've got to win the first game. They're 2-2 in first games at home. And I asked Oz about it today, you know, and I said, you know, how important is it? And he said, you know, he doesn't view it as like a must win, because he says they've shown before for them to find their way out of the loser's bracket. But, you know, for Southern Miss to win the first game with the pitching staff they have, it just sets them up so much nicer. Yeah. So hopefully they could get that done, and that's a 1 p.m. first pitch on Friday.
And to lay people who don't follow baseball or college athletics that much, Jacksonville State is not Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, no, that's in Alabama, like right down the road.
Correct. There is a Jacksonville, Alabama, which is in the northeastern part of the state.
And the Little Rock team plays in the Ohio Valley Conference, which they won. Are from Little Rock.
In Arkansas, yes. Yeah,
yeah. And something about Jacksonville State, obviously Auburn, you know, top four seed. Jacksonville State swept them.
That's great.
They swept, you know, so I'm just looking at some common opponents here.
And they're a three seed.
Yes, and they swept Louisiana Tech in conference. They got swept by Bama, but both those games won run games, so definitely could have won either one of those games. They lost a series to Cincinnati, who's a two seed. They beat Troy in their one matchup, and then obviously they just swept the Conference USA Championship. So, yeah, this is a very capable three seed, and nothing that anybody should gloss over.
No.
But also Virginia in their own right. You know, that game, Virginia-Jacksonville State game one, that's going to be a great game.
That's a heck of a
and
game.
And I think
night.
If I'm a Southern Miss fan, I kind of want Virginia to win that game. You know, put Jacksonville State in the loser's bracket and let them figure that way out. You know, that to me, if I'm a Southern Miss fan, I want to see Virginia on Saturday night.
Well, I agree. Now let me ask you this, Dima, your reaction to five Sun Belt teams. We heard all week out there three, maybe four. No one ever said five, did they?
You know, I put a tweet out Friday morning when Texas State beat Louisiana, and I said the five is now on the table, and a lot of national people saw that tweet and, you know, came at me in the comments, they could never get five. Well, they ended up getting five, but I'm very surprised Texas State got in. I'm not so much a surprise for Troy. I thought they deserved to get in with their schedule. I know that they were just three games or whatever it was above 500, but you know, I wouldn't want to see them in my regional, you know. But I was very surprised Texas State got in. You know, their RPI down at, I think it was 43 this morning. That's just, like, really hard for me to grasp that they were able to get in over, like, a Mercer. You know, Mercer did not get in the field at all. You know, they weren't champions. But their RPI was 28, which is, what is that? That's 15 spots higher than Texas State. They're 44-15, and they were regular season champions of the Southern Conference, and they Texas State got in over them. So that's to me is hard to grasp. I mean, if we're going to say that a top 30 RPI team who's 44-15, who's regular season champions of the Southern Conference, isn't getting in the tournament as an at-large bid, I don't know how I can grasp that.
Were you surprised that Alabama got the seven?
No. I thought for sure they were a top eight seed. I mean, the six RPI, three strength of schedule, you know, they won 18 games in the SEC. I mean, that's a top eight, slam dunk for a top eight. You know, Florida Southern Miss, you know, was kind of the whether or not what would happen there. And obviously, just mentioned the committee chair said that Southern Miss jumped Florida State, so it never was really, a discussion. But the one thing about Southern Miss and Florida was Florida's record against other regional teams. I think they were like, you know, 8-8, and Southern Miss was 2-1. So that was a very hard for Southern Miss to get.
You know,
that
I want to make this real
Florida.
Quick point. Oddly, we talked a lot about the rain, but when you looked at it yesterday, it was the rain delay Wednesday night benefited Southern Miss.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Graydon Harris did not start the restart, and he was fresh and just looked ferocious yesterday for three innings. Dima, in an odd way, the rain that you and I were complaining so much about and weathering, no pun intended, turned out to be an aide almost to Southern Miss.
Yeah, I said that today when we talked to him. He said sometimes, you know, they got the favorable draw there. And, of course, grading 40 pitches, so that's just a bullpen day for him. So he'll definitely be fine on Friday against Little Rock.
He looked good, too, didn't he?
Yeah, that was really good. And one thing I want to see, though, for this team this weekend, I want to see two things. I want to see them hit frontline pitching a little bit better than they did in the Sun Belt tournament, come out with a little bit more fire, which I think they're going to be fine because they'll be at home. But second, I want to see how Camden Clark responds. He was very emotional after what happened on Friday where he just didn't have a good outing. It's probably the worst we've seen him all season. Very emotional on the mound. I asked Oz and Camden about it, and they said, listen, he's got to flush it, but that's also, you know, he's a sophomore. He's still got to learn how to flush those emotions and play with those emotions.
Yeah. What a great week. It was a long, tough week, but it was fun, wasn't it?
And we got more to talk about.
We're going to be talking baseball all week. We'll be at Fuzzy's Tacos tomorrow, and then Wednesday and Thursday, two-hour shows, both Wednesday and Thursday, from the Warren and Warren Asphalt Suite at the Pete. That's going to be...
Will their food be invited?
Probably. What's that food?
Will food be provided?
We'll ask Lee Applewhite. Okay. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I want to remind you, if you got some gold or silver you want to sell, make some cash money, take it to Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Marty Vick's been buying gold and silver longer than anybody. It's not even close. And you won't get a better price anywhere.
And you might need that money to get a ticket this weekend.
Yeah, you might want to sell a lot of gold and silver down to Jewel Masters if you're planning to buy a ticket. Also, a great thing for you to do during the course of the week, Kelly, this is always a good thing, is to have a buffet at Movie Star Restaurant.
Oh, it's right down the road here.
Catfish, fried chicken, meatloaf.
It's raining, but you can still smell the Movie Star from here.
Cornbread and... butter beans,
ice cream. They've got
ice cream
too.
Apple pie. Banana pudding.
It's only an hour show, Bob.
Kelly's got tears in his eyes.
And we're in our last segment here. Yeah,
you wipe those tears out now, Kelly. I understand.
It's a great idea, though.
They've been doing it for 25 years. Movie Star Restaurant. We sure hope that you'll say hello to them. And also, we want to say hello to our wonderful friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, who helped sponsor our coverage out at Montgomery. Very grateful to Kevin Mullins and that wonderful bunch. And Mobe Beignet Company would be a great place for some weekend desserts as you watch the Golden Eagles stomp their way through the regional tournament. Get a good, delicious beignet at Mobe Beignet. And don't forget about our podcast. That's where lots of you hear us every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. We're grateful to you. All right, real quick reminder, Eagle Hour on the road all week. We'll be at Fuzzy's Tacos tomorrow from 1 to 2. Special two-hour shows coming your way Wednesday and Thursday from Pete Taylor Park. We'll be inside the Warren and Warren Asphalt Suite and previewing this exciting regional that's upcoming, guys.
And the next question, first things first, obviously the regional this weekend at the Pete. But when the Eagles win this weekend, they match up against the Gainesville regional. So the Gators are the number one seed, obviously, in Gainesville. But... interesting storyline. Troy is also going to be there. So just when you are officially sick of the Troy Trojans.
Can you imagine if they came here for a super region?
It's remote, but you could see the Trojans as many as three more times.
That would be the seventh of matchup this season with them.
And as we saw, Dima, there's so much love between the two teams and fan bases that it was –
I don't even know what to say if that would happen. I mean, I really don't. Florida's really good, though. You know, I think Florida should handle that regional. Now, Miami has had a good season, but, you know, their center fielder, Daniel Cuvée, who was here last year, everybody remembers, you know, he's been injured a lot, so I don't know if he's going to play this
weekend.
They're
a quality program.
Very quality program.
And, and Florida, really, when you look at all the teams in the field, including the UCLAs and the Texases and so on and the Georgias, Florida probably has the most major league prospects.
That's what I heard him say. Yeah. So, Dima, let me ask you this. You were just on that conference call. View from 30,000 feet, the regionals, were they handled fairly?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, there were some, you know, kind of just some lazy, you know, picks for some of like the 3 and 4 seeds. Like, I think Lipscomb got, are they in Starkville? Lipscomb's in Starkville, right?
Yeah.
I think,
yes.
Yeah, and which they already played in a series this earlier this season, so I don't really particularly like that. So there's some things like that where, you know, you just don't want to see all that. But, you know, some interesting notes about the regionals, though, is number one, I really think the 16 overall seed Morgantown Regional, I think that's a very favorable regional for West Virginia. For a 16 seed, that should generally be pretty tough regional. You know, Southern Miss was a tough 16 last year, and they got a tough regional. I think Southern Miss has a very hard regional this year. You know, but you avoid the SEC school. Another thing is, since you avoid that SEC school and you have some teams, you know, Virginia's kind of far away, you know, Little Rock, Jacksonville State, baseball fans, you know, probably not to the level of what you expect of a Southern Miss or like an LSU or Ole Miss. So I think for the most part, like tickets and like home crowd presence, Southern Miss should be in pretty good shape for this regional. You know, that's the benefit of not having an Ole Miss here or a Arkansas, you know, with some huge fan bases.
And we've picked
nothing to slight those other three teams, because Virginia in its own right has been to so many World Series and they have a great fan base. But, you know, that's a long trip.
And we've criticized the selection committee before on their bias toward the SEC, but it does need to be, in for the sake of fair play, it needs to be noted that they took Texas State over a Kentucky in this field. Kentucky didn't get in. Texas State
no,
did.
No, Kentucky's in.
There was one that didn't get in, though, I think.
Vanderbilt didn't get in.
Yeah, Vanderbilt is not in. LSU's not in.
LSU.
One thing about – I just totally forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. No, I just
– But the fact that Texas State got in over some other teams you might – if they are biased.
No, this is it. The Sun Belt got 5 conference champions. The AAC got 1.
Really?
1.
Well, and we can't ignore this fact. You can say what you want to about the selection committee. This is a Hattiesburg regional 4 of the last 5 years, right?
Regional and super, yes.
Yeah, so they by no means have avoided being fair to Southern Miss. I think we have to say that. I mean, we've had a lot of opportunities to play in regional play in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, and this is the 6th overall postseason event in Hattiesburg. Southern Miss so far, 1-4 in home postseason events.
Well, the Eagles have earned regional play over the, you know, from the.
But they got to take that next step.
They got to take the next step. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody agrees with that. And I think nobody knows that more than them.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
All right, I want to thank Christian Ostrander for joining us. He had like 50,000 things to do, but he never hesitated to come on the show. We're grateful to the access that he gives us to his baseball program. All right, Fuzzy's Tacos tomorrow. I know these guys hate that news, but I had to break it to them. Until then, Kelly, Southern Miss.
To the top, baby. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.